Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
If only the Sacramento Kings could take on the Oklahoma City Thunder every single night. It is something about that team the Kings play so well against. And last night, they defeated Oklahoma City for the second time this season with Russell Westbrook, by the way, 117-113. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings. This is your daily podcast hub for Sacramento Kings conversation. If you're looking for highlights, interviews, in-depth conversation, my takes, your takes, all of that jazz, you have come to the right place. Welcome into Locked On Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the ever-growing sports podcast network that features NBA, NFL, MLB, college sports, fantasy sports, you name it, we got it here on the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here on Locked On Kings. I'm one of the quote-unquote local experts here from Sacramento, from Sports 1140 KHDK, which is the flagship radio station of the Sacramento Kings. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. I've covered the Sacramento Kings for the last 4 years, and it has been a pleasure covering this team. It has been plenty of ups and downs, as you as a Kings fan should very well know, as Kings are the current longest tenured team in the NBA without a playoff appearance. The Wolves handed that mantle down to the Kings last season, but it's funny, the Kings are in a better spot right now than the Minnesota Timberwolves are, and they just keep on trending upward. They won their ninth game of the season last night against the Thunder. Second time they have beaten the Thunder. They're 9-8 on the season, and now look forward to a very, very tough sandwich, is what I'm calling it. Two Jazz games, but right in the middle is a meeting in Golden State against the Warriors, Oracle Arena, Oakland, California. Three very difficult and tough games for the Kings, but last night, the win over Oklahoma City gave them some much-needed momentum. So we're going to talk about this game. I have a ton of audio to play with you, play for you, I should say. I have the highlights, or a brief highlight package of some of the biggest plays and best moments from this game. The Kings got off to a red-hot start. Offensively, they were on fire in the first half. Slowed down a little, especially in the third quarter. But the fourth quarter, they got the job done when they needed to against a team in Oklahoma City that came into this game winning 9 of their last 10. They were playing a lot of good basketball, and oh yeah, Russell Westbrook was returning and was completely healthy, and he played a great game last night along with Paul George. Game got chippy at times as well. It was a physical contest, but the Kings did what they should have done. They won at home, closed it out, used the momentum from their fans, and won this game really for Dave Joerger. So I have a ton of audio to play for you. I have a bunch of clips from Dave Joerger after the game. I have some clips from Iman Shumpert, De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley. So we're going to try and squeeze that all into the next 20, 25 minutes or so. But before we dive into anything, sit back, relax, and listen to a couple minutes, some of the biggest highlights and best plays from the Sacramento Kings win over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. Here is the voice of Kings radio play-by-play announcer, Gary Gerald.
Here comes Westbrook right back, going to the rim. Twister missed this one, grabbed by heel. Kings push, 5-on-4. Buddy into the paint. Buddy goes with the right hand. Buddy on the window, and Buddy with a bucket. 14-2 start for Sacramento. Heel doing it all that time on an end-to-end transition push. Here's De'Aaron Fox now with the dribble alive on top to Bogey. Quick launch for three. Nothing but net. The Kings stretch their lead to 25-8. Bogdanovich was a full stride above the three-point arc. That was a 27-footer. Grant, runner in the lane, no good. Rebounded by Cauley-Stein. Look at the big fellow run. He gives to Buddy Hield in the right wing. To Bielitsa, fakes the three, drives it, skips the pass cross-court. Shumpert uncovered near the Kings bench. He's got the triple. Iman Shumpert now 4 of 6 from downtown. 19 first-half points. And after the Kings had seen the lead cut to 4 at 44-40, they pushed it back to 14-point lead at 58-44. And a timeout taken by Billy Donovan and the Thunder. Here he is, Bogey shaking with the dribble, in rhythm, going to launch for three, and nothing but net. He puts that ball up in such a high arc, it's up in the lights, and he just buried the triple. Now they go to Grant, rolls into the lane, rejected by Bagley, and then he tips the ball over to Bogey. Bogdanovich hustles up the left side of the floor, stutter step at the three-point line, balances, looks for Giles, finds Harry, drops it off inside, full flush, Marvin Bagley. That's terrific execution by the Kings, and Billy Donovan will take a timeout. the first two possessions of the fourth quarter. After the Kings scored just 15 in the third quarter, they end up getting 5 points on great execution. Here's a spin move by Burton, rejected by Bagley. On a spin move, grabbed by Jackson, feeds it inside to Bagley, quick turn. He gets the bounce, low post left to score. Kings lead it 91-85 on a 7-0 run. The promise of the young Kings. Willie now working on a mismatch against Westbrook, feeds the far corner to Buddy Hield, dumps it inside, uncovered, turn around to Angelo, Marvin Bagley. Boy, you talk about terrific execution and spreading the floor and making the cut at the precise moment it was needed. That's a big hoop right there for Bagley and the Kings. To Cauley-Stein, left elbow jumper, heel of the rim and out. Cauley-Stein chases, goes to the corner, heels wide open for three. He's got the triple. Billy Donovan will take another timeout. Heel now has 20. Buddy with fingers to his lips. Fox, who's had a tough night in terms of scoring, throws a bullet cross court. Here's Hield again. Rattles, settles for three. So many times when they rattle, they jump out, but this one rattled and settled. Kings now have a 9-point advantage, 107-98. Paul George breaks down the defense, shovels in the paint. Adams there the whole time, but it's broken up by the Kings. Shumpert with a steal, Hield for a transition three, no good. Shump battles, gets the rebound. Buddy had a notion to shoot it again. Goes cross court to Fox, whirls, spins, wrap around inside. What a pass for the setup and a layup, scored by Marvin Bagley. We haven't seen Kings fans showing this type of exultation in a long time. Thunder let the ball roll. Westbrook picks it up. Deflected by Buddy Hield. Grabbed by Westbrook. Feeds to Schroeder. Three on the way at the buzzer. No good. And the Sacramento Kings get their second straight win over Oklahoma City. The final is 117-113.
First off, the atmosphere inside the Golden 1 Center last night was fantastic. Great crowd out there, and they really got it going from the get-go. A lot of them showed up particularly to share their support and voice their support of head coach Dave Yeager. Now, we know over the weekend that Yahoo article dropped, and then yesterday, Sam Amick's article on The Athletic dropped. And if you haven't checked that out, you need to. It gives a little more detail as to the ins and outs, the inner workings of the front office, and where some of these disconnects may be taking place. In fact, all it did really was confirm a lot of theories and what so many of us already knew, but Sam Amick lays it out in a very clear-cut way, doesn't call anybody out, but makes it pretty clear, most likely, who the culprits were in terms of leaking the information that was picked up by Chris Haynes in that Yahoo article that said that Dave Yeager was potentially on the hot seat and members of the Kings front office weren't too happy with him. Well, that's members of the Kings front office, not the Kings fans themselves, as the Kings fans did show up in support of Yeager during the starting lineups. They always announce head coach Dave Yeager following the starting five, and announcer Scott Moak did a phenomenal job taking a little bit of extra time and putting a little more emphasis in Dave Yeager's announcement. Kings fans responded with a great ovation and a well-deserved ovation for a head coach that has faced, especially over the last, I'd say, 6 to 9 months, has faced a lot of criticism from a lot of different areas, myself included, from Kings fans, from fellow front office members and media members. From all over the national media, there have been plenty that have questioned Dave Yeager's rotations, his coaching style, if he's the right fit for this Kings team. But he has this team off to a 9-8 start, and the ovation before the game started was excellent. Here's what Dave Yeager had to say about the Sacramento fans and about just playing in front of this Kings crowd inside the Golden 1 Center.
It was good to in this stretch to especially to get it at home. We really care about our fans. We've got great fans. I love it here. I listening to the ovation tonight was really cool, and to get the win over a very, very good team tonight is really gratifying.
So a great ovation there for Dave Yeager, a great way to start the game. And the Sacramento Kings players themselves responded in kind, supporting their head coach the best way they can by providing results and positivity on the court. And the Kings scored the first 10 points of the game. Iman Shumpert really is lights out against The Oklahoma City Thunder, he had a season-high 25 against the Thunder earlier on this year in the first win of the season, actually, in Oklahoma City back in October. Last night, he scored 23 points, all of them in the first half. He was red hot to start this game. And the Kings were really rolling. They slowed down a little bit, shot mostly 70% for most of that first quarter, slowed down a little bit in the second half, but still took a comfortable lead into the halftime break. The third quarter was tough, though. The Kings scored 69 points in that first half, managed only 15 points in the third quarter, were outscored 29-15 in that third quarter, which allowed the Thunder to take a lead right at the end of the third quarter. They had a slight lead going into the fourth. The Kings started out the fourth quarter with a 7-0 run, retook the lead, and never really looked back. Thunder were knocking on the door. Kings went on a late run thanks to the heroics, really, of two guys. First and foremost, Buddy Hield, his clutch threes have been blessings to this Kings team this year. He is shooting with full confidence. He led the Kings in scoring last night with 25 points. He also knocked down 5 of 10 of his three-pointers. And then Marvin Bagley, and we know Marvin Bagley has been the center of attention or at the center of attention of this Yahoo article and these frustrations and debates over the last couple days. That's not Marvin Bagley's fault. He didn't make any direct quotes or complain or anything like that. However, he was the one that was brought up in that article. So remember not to blame Bagley for that. But Bagley did a great job in 26 minutes, particularly in the fourth quarter. He finished with 15 points and 13 rebounds. Had this his first career double-double. Also had 3 blocks and a couple of assists. So Marvin Bagley's rebounding late and had a couple of clutch late buckets to help the Kings get that win. De'Aaron Fox had his worst offensive game, at least shooting the basketball and scoring, of the season. But what I love about De'Aaron Fox, which maybe we wouldn't have seen or didn't see last year, is when the offense wasn't flowing, when the shots weren't falling and the scoring wasn't happening, De'Aaron Fox was still managing to have an effect on the game. He had 9 assists at halftime despite having 0 points. His first basket didn't come until the fourth quarter. He finished with 6 points, including 2 clutch free throws at the end of the game to really ice the game and win it for the Kings. 13 assists, though, for De'Aaron. He also had an amazing pass to Marvin Bagley that cemented the Kings' run late, that really put the nail in the coffin to allow the Kings to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. So I love Fox's involvement despite struggling to score. Here's what Dave Yeager had to say about Fox's production despite being held out of the scoring column for most of this one.
Well, you know, he's a gamer. He loves the big moments. He did a great job. He steps up. You know, he probably should have pulled the ball out, right? So he's ticked about that. He's upset, and it carries over into a technical and all this and that. And, he steps up and knocks 2 free throws in to make it a 4-point win. So that's big. When I had a night there, I thought we missed a lot of free throws to begin with. But, you know, I'm really, really proud of these guys. I thought, you know, in situations where there's drama, your veterans are the guys you hold on to. And Iman Shumpert came out and set down a tone that was very physical and aggressive and knocking in some shots. And he was very good on Paul George's, made him work for stuff, and that was super.
Why don't we hear from De'Aaron Fox himself on trying to get his teammates more involved when he knew his shot wasn't falling?
I mean, it was great. You know, my team was making shots. I think Shum got something against the Thunder. He's going crazy against them both times. But my team was making shots, and I just tried to get guys in position for them to not have to floor the ball. You know, if you can catch a shoot and you're open, you know, that's my job. That's what I'm trying to do.
Russell Westbrook was very aggressive in this game. His defense flustered Fox for the majority of the contest, but Fox certainly wasn't backing down. He has that dog in him, that no-back-down attitude. At one point, I made a note of this on Twitter. It wasn't a play that was really highlighted, and nobody really noticed it except for me and a couple other of the media members, but it was during a box-out off of a missed shot. I think it was Paul George that missed the shot. It was early on in the fourth quarter, right after the incident that took place between Willie Cauley-Stein and Russell Westbrook. Actually, that might have been in the third quarter. I don't really remember. I know it was in the second half, but an incident earlier on happened between Russell Westbrook. Westbrook was frustrated the entire night with the amount of no calls that he felt. The officials were piling on him a little bit. So at one point, he's John with one of the officials running down the floor. Willie Cauley-Stein gets the ball right next to him, and he fouls Willie Cauley-Stein hard. while Willie was going to the basket. Now, some fans thought that it was egregious, a flagrant foul. They ended up reviewing it and deciding it was a common foul, which I think was the right call. He was going for the basketball despite the fact that he was swinging really for the fences, trying to punch that ball out of Willie's hands and probably into the upper deck of the Golden 1 center. But Willie took exception to it. He pushed Russell. Russ then came and got in the face of Willie. Then Steven Adams came and pushed Willie a little bit. So technical fouls were issued to both Steven Adams and Willie Cauley-Stein. Surprised that Russell did not get hit with a technical. Then later on in the game, or actually I forgot to tell you the moment that I noticed. So after that takes place, a couple minutes later on the other side of the floor, a shot goes up by Paul George, I believe. The Kings are boxing out, trying to get position for the rebound. And De'Aaron Fox is smaller than Russell Westbrook, and Russell Westbrook has the edge probably in physicality and strength. However, Fox put his shoulder right into the chest of Russell Westbrook during a box out and really shoved him back and pushed him back and knocked him off balance, which was a clear message sent by Fox to Russell and really standing up for Willie Cauley-Stein in a way, sending a clear message. And you love to see that fight and that dog from your leader and from the 20-year-old. Later on in the game, really actually towards the end of the game, the two were caught jawing at one another. And for some reason, De'Aaron Fox was issued a technical foul and Russell was not. You either have to issue text to both of them or not at all. And Iman Shumpert, who's a great post-game interview, by the way, he commented on that technical foul and his perspective, because he was right next to Fox when the whole thing was going down.
I just think that the referees decided to, you know, jump in front of De'Aaron like he was a bad guy. I understand Russ been in the league a long time. We're going to protect our stars, but I just felt like that one was unfair. You know, he got a tech. They both were jawing at each other. I'm not saying Russ needed a tech and get kicked out of the game, but they both grown men. Let them argue. People got kids. Let them argue. Let them break up, and let's keep playing. I don't think that affected the game at all. I think it just helped them get a little bit closer. You know what I mean? I didn't like that. I felt like that should have been, you know, a small altercation. They're talking on their way to the free throw line. Let grown men talk. That's all I was saying. But you know, whatever was said, I really don't know what was said. I was so mad that De'Aaron got a technical foul. I'm probably going to have to pay that.
Iman Shumpert is such a pro, and he's so much fun to interview and talk with. He's extremely important for this Kings team, and I've been very impressed with his output both on the floor and in the locker room for the Kings this season. I think the Kings easily won that George Hill trade with the Cleveland Cavaliers to land Iman Shumpert here, and he has been fantastic as a leader and even as a scorer and a defender for the Kings team on the floor. So he offered to or basically said that if De'Aaron Fox is issued any kind of fine for that jawing at the at Russell Westbrook technical foul, that Shumpert himself would pay the fine and take care of his 20-year-old teammate. So you love to hear that from Shump. But the Sacramento Kings end up obviously winning the game. They do what they have to do in the fourth quarter, which was brilliant to see. They overcame a great outing from both Russell Westbrook and Paul George. Westbrook finished with 29 points. Paul George finished with 27. The Thunder elected to live and die by the three-point shot, and they died pretty much. Ended up shooting 29% from three-point range, 12 of 41. The Kings had a great night. They hit 16 of 38 three-pointers for 42% from deep. Bogdan Bogdanovic also turned out a nice performance, 16 points off of the bench to go along with Marvin Bagley's 15. So it was a good all-around team performance and team win by the Sacramento Kings, and it was what you needed to see both for the upcoming stretch and the current stretch of games that they're going through. Oklahoma City, probably the most winnable game out of this this four-game set, featuring the Thunder, two against the Jazz, and one against the Golden State Warriors. But on top of that, with all the noise going on, all the issues with the front office, everything the players are aware of, the coaches are aware of course the front office is aware of, and the fans are aware of, it was good just to see good, solid basketball on the floor, see the Kings get the job done, and distract you a little bit from a little bit of a circus that is happening with that Kings front office. But the noise hasn't really bothered these players. De'Aaron Fox said as much dealing with this outside noise when he was asked about it post-game.
We didn't talk about it. I told someone before, I have a simple life. I come here, play basketball, go home, live a 20-year-old's life. I'm not worried about anything on the outside. I don't let anything outside of me affect, you know, the way I play.
Marvin Bagley echoed what De'Aaron had to say, silencing, blocking out the noise. The team wasn't really worried about it. All they were worried about was getting this win here last night.
I'm not concerned. No. We're having fun. Everybody's gelling together. We just worried about winning this game. That was the only thing on our mind after Houston. And, like I said, we all having fun. Everybody's eating it. And, it's fun when you play basketball like that with a team like this.
Finally, having played in New York with the Knicks and alongside LeBron James on a Cleveland Cavaliers championship team and program, Iman Shumpert is no stranger to rumors and speculation in regards to front office, players, everything like that, and he said as much after the game.
Oh, I've been a part of all type of rumors, man. When I was with the Knicks, I got traded for 3 years before I actually got traded. So, I don't know how accurate you guys' information is. Sometimes when y'all record it, if I don't see a sound bite of somebody saying it, I don't know what the influence is or how it comes about, but let the fans enjoy it. Let y'all keep writing. I know that's y'all jobs, and we're going to keep playing basketball.
Finally, before we wrap up, I want to talk a little bit more about Marvin Bagley. As I mentioned earlier, his first career double-double, he was really instrumental in that Kings win and closing the door and putting that run together that ended up cementing the victory for the Kings in that fourth quarter. He did so especially on the glass, finishing with 13 rebounds. Here's what Dave Yeager had to say about Marvin Bagley's play and how much he is just learning on a nightly basis.
Yeah, it was good. Every night is something different and a new adventure for him. And he learns something new, and he's a sponge. So what he's really able to do is apply it later in the same games a lot of times. So he's fun to pull over to the side and go, because he's being played by a smaller guy tonight. And so then, maybe we don't want him in as many pick and rolls. Where can we get him where they can't help? Maybe it's, we like to certainly put it to him in the post, but can we get him facing up in front of the basket at the elbows? And he's learning. He put his shoulder into Jeremy Grant is a very good defender. And so he, the second half, and then he has an impact on the game. He had three offensive rebounds, I think, in the first half. And he just around the basket and making some plays and getting rebounds on free throws. I mean, last game we played them, they had three offensive rebounds on free throws. He skies up there in a critical point of the game and gets a defensive rebound on a free throw. Little stuff like that that helps you win.
De'Aaron Fox even complimented the big man's play.
He was great. I mean, it's, like I said, it always starts with the defensive end. And then, offensively, he did what he does. He gets dunks. We try to make it as easy as possible for him. We got him in a couple ISO situations, and he went and put the ball in the basket.
Finally, Bagley shared just his mindset and how he approached this game, what worked for him, what didn't, and what he's trying to do throughout every game this season.
I just stay positive, started off slow a little bit, and I just stayed aggressive, had short memory, just came out, was trying to play hard, go for every rebound, every ball that I seen bounce off the rim, and I was just trying to get him, and it worked out for me tonight, and I just got to keep playing that way.
Great win for the Sacramento Kings team, a great night overall, especially for head coach Dave Yeager. I applaud the Sacramento Kings fans that did show up, that shared their support for Yeager, gave him that ovation. He was certainly touched by it and moved by it. The last thing I want to share with you, though, is that this audio clip really from Dave Yeager in his post-game press conference, he was asked by one of the reporters some of the lessons, the biggest lessons and greatest lessons that he's learned in his time as a head coach, whether it was in the G League or at the NBA level. And I think Dave Yeager said what he said here, what I'm about to play for you, really sums up perfectly this entire situation, what his mindset is all about, and really what's most important for him.
I think it's always what's in the best interest of the organization, what's in the best interest of the player, and how can you communicate that best. And if we do that and we serve with a pure heart, everything else will fall in place.
So the Sacramento Kings are off today. They will take on the Utah Jazz in Utah tomorrow, a very tough game, a tough place to play. Utah has a lot of similarities to Oklahoma City and a lot of similarities to Sacramento in terms of fan support and just loud and volume and how active that fan base is. So a tough place to play. We know the Jazz already beat the Kings once this season. That was on opening night, but I wasn't super impressed by Utah. And Utah has a worse record than the Kings, 8-9 on the season. The Kings, of course, 9-8. But this is going to be a tough one for the Kings to get done. Not not saying they can't do it. In fact, I believe they are very capable of doing it based off of how they're playing right now, based off of how the Jazz are playing, and based off of how well they played against Utah on opening night. Should be an entertaining ball game, to say the least. If you are listening to Sports 1140 KHDK or are able to listen to Sports 1140 KHDK tomorrow, I will be hosting Game Night, which is the Sacramento Kings pregame show on Sports 1140 KHDK for an hour. I'm going to have a good guest for you in that one, so you're going to want to tune in to listen to that. Of course, that will be after I release tomorrow's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast, so don't worry, that will not be replacing Locked On Kings tomorrow. You could just get double duty if you want an extra hour of live radio with me. Would certainly love to chat with you and have you there joining me for that one. So be sure to tune in for that if you are interested. My thanks to everybody who listens to the Locked On Kings podcast every single day. Got to chat with a couple of you last night inside the Golden 1 Center, so it was great to meet each and every single one of you. If you want to talk with me or reach out to me, ask me any questions, any reason at all to get in touch with me, please do. You can on Twitter. I try and respond to anybody and everybody at MattGeorgeKHDK. You can also email me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Again, fans only episode is coming very, very soon. I might have to hold it off to either the final week in November or the very beginning of December with the holiday season ramping up. Thanksgiving is Thursday, believe it or not. Holy smokes. Got to get ready for that. Getting ready for some good food, and hopefully the Kings can give us another win on Wednesday to make Thanksgiving all that much better. So we'll look forward to that as well. As for right now, though, that will do it for me. Before I go, though, I have a request of you. If you have an opportunity to go onto iTunes or wherever you listen to the Locked On Kings podcast and leave a review if you are able to, whether you leave a comment or not, or out of 5 stars, however you can do that, that helps us out a lot. Also, sharing by word of mouth or sharing this podcast on social media helps us out as well, as we are trying to grow. And we're up like 28 or 30% on this month alone. It also helps that the Kings are playing good basketball. Well, they make my job a lot easier when they're as fun to watch as they are right now. So thank you to everybody who is new, who has been tuning in. Be sure to share it. Helps us out a lot. Any review that you can leave, good, positive, negative, does not matter. We learn from it. We grow from it. And we're all about getting better and making this podcast as good as it can be, not for myself, not for the podcast network, but for you, the listener, and you, the Sacramento Kings fan. You are really what it's all about, and this is your platform, your opportunity to learn, grow, and also share your opinions. So please do that. Again, you can reach out to me anytime on Twitter, at MattGeorgeKHDK, or email me your Kings story, any takes you have, any responses to games, anything at all, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. I will chat with all of you tomorrow, getting you ready for Kings and Utah Jazz. Until then, have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday. This has been the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast,
part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.